Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis on Christian prayer, we are considering the teaching and example given us by Jesus himself. In the cry of exaltation recorded for us by the evangelists Matthew and Luke, Jesus gives thanks to the Father because he has willed to reveal the mystery of salvation not to the wise and learned, but to the little ones. This magnificent prayer is itself in Jesus' profound communion with the Father in the Holy Spirit. As the eternal Son, Jesus alone knows the Father and rejoices in complete openness to his will. Indeed, no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. In this prayer, then, the Lord expresses his desire to share his knowledge of the Father with the little ones, the pure of heart, and those open to the divine will. In St. Matthew's Gospel, Jesus' cry of exultation is followed by his words, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you a rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is source and model of our prayer. Through him in the Holy Spirit, we can turn with trust to God our Father, confident that in doing his will, we shall find true freedom and peace. I offer a warm welcome to the missionaries of charity and their families upon all things speaking with the present, including the various pilgrimage groups from the United States. I cordially invoke God's blessings of joy and peace. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex omnum nosque in saeculo.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fecit caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.